Number 9962, Gene Kelly, west of Road 283A, Ward Road, south of Private Road, Misty Lane. Variance from the side yard setback requirements.
State your name and mailing address.
Gene Kelly, 32944 Misty Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
All right, place your hand on the Bible, please. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Mr. Callaway, Chairman, thank you, and members of the board. My name is Stephen Spence, and I'm here appearing on behalf of Mr. Kelly this evening. I'm going to make a few very brief comments, and then I'm going to turn over the testimony to Mr. Kelly, let him make his own case briefly. All I'm going to describe, and I wanted to put a few exhibits in the record. I'm going to hand over to them some surveys. It's the same document, but multiple copies of the survey, so you can have it. Some photographs that will help outline this structure and what the variance issues are. And then I'll briefly describe what variances we're requesting, and I'll ask then Mr. Kelly to take over. So I'll be just a minute handing you over these exhibits.
All right, sir. Fine.
Did you send in the
There are a total of four photographs, but there's multiple copies of each, and there should be enough to hand out to the members of the board with you retaining one and then handing the rest. And likewise, with respect to the survey, there should be enough for you to retain one and pass the rest to the left, or I'll be handing it now.
See what he has here.
So there's the photographs. There's four sets of five.
Are they
in sets of five, right?
Okay.
And five surveys. The survey that I'm handing out, you'll see in just a moment, was done last week at my suggestion for Mr. Kelly because of a prior survey that he had shown me showed principally where the prior structure had been. And this is a situation where a structure has been taken down and replaced, and he'll tell the story briefly as to how that happened. So we obtained a brand new survey to show exactly where the improvements that are now on the lot is, so that you can understand what variances we're requesting. These are all side yard for both the structure on both sides, a deck that was pre-existing, but we thought we would ask for a variance so that it could remain, and a shed that was pre-existing with the same situation. You'll see on the survey when it's coming around. Would you like mobility? You got it? I'll wait for a moment so you can get those. In the interest of time, I'll proceed, but it'll be relatively simple. When you see it, looking at the structures from Misty Lane, which is the front, the structure that has been erected needs a variance from the left side or easterly setback of 0.8 feet in the front and 1.9 feet of a variance from the 10-foot side setback in the front and rear of the building. And on the westerly side, the structure would need a setback of 5 feet from the 10-foot side setback in the front and 5.4 feet in the rear. And to the rear of the dwelling, as it's marked on the survey, is the pre-existing deck and the pre-existing shed, which were there when the house was and the lot were purchased. And the deck, as you can see, has a nominal setback of less than a foot front and back. The required setback for a outside uncovered deck is 5 feet, so we would need a variance of virtually the whole 5 feet. And the shed, I apologize, we only have one of the two measurements, but I think it's parallel with the property line, and the shed sits 4.3 feet, and sheds are allowed to be no closer than 5 feet. So one would need less than a foot of a side setback variance for the existing shed. There is a shed in the front of the property which does not violate any of the setbacks, and I think was placed there by Mr. Kelly. Is that right? No, it was pre-existing as well?
It was pre-existing, but a permit was granted for that shed.
Okay. So all the variance requests are with respect to the property, or the improvements, excuse me, toward the dwelling and behind the dwelling. Now, I'm going to turn over this presentation to Mr. Kelly, because he has lived through this over the last couple of months. And if he, I apologize if he forgets anything important, I'll come back and ask him a few questions at the end. But I think he tells this story as well or better than I could.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Okay. Just bear with me, because there's a lot of steps, and along the way, some things took a turn for the worse. So I started out with an idea to put a second story on top of a cottage that was a pre-existing non-conforming structure. When I first went into building code, I had the drawings reviewed, and they were approved, and moved on and received my permits for the job. Upon starting the work and the demo of the existing structure, roof structure, to put the second story on, the footers were being dug for the garage, and it was discovered that there was no footer under the existing non-conforming structure. So upon learning that, I spoke with somebody from planning and zoning, and they mentioned if I kept one wall up of that previous non-conforming structure, it would remain non-conforming, and that I would be able to continue with the work. I just want to make a note. I was not aware that I needed a variance for the second story at this point. We continued work and framing the structure, and I received a call approximately 2 weeks later from planning and zoning, and they mentioned that there was a new rule approximately 4 to 6 years old where even if you're building a second story on top of a previous non-conforming structure, you need to obtain a variance for the second story. Mm-hmm. Learning that, I filled out, applied for a variance for the second story, and basically was going to move on with the project. And while they were framing the rest of the house, that single wall fell down that we were going to remain up to for it to remain non-conforming. I contacted planning and zoning again, and they mentioned now I have to get a variance for the entire structure because it's now no longer non-conforming. A couple notes. I stayed within the same exact footprint of the previous house, and even on the one side, I actually moved in some, so my setback actually became smaller. And all the drawings were resubmitted to building code after I found out that I needed to redo the first story. Everything was approved. All my permits were updated for everything. And it wasn't till later that I learned that I needed to get the variance for the whole structure. So that's why I'm here tonight. I stopped work on the house after I learned that I needed the variance, just to show in good faith, excuse me, that I didn't know that I needed the variance initially, or I would have before I even started any work came and got the variance.
So you didn't stop when you found out the first time you needed the variance?
No, I did not.
You kept right on going.
The first time I found out I needed the variance, I did keep right on going for approximately a week until that wall had fallen down, and I found out I needed the variance for the whole structure, and we stopped completely.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I not only represent this board, but I also am the operations coordinator between planning and zoning and building code and the assessment department. This has gone on like some nightmare in building code when Mr. Kelly was told exactly what he was supposed to do, and the decisions were made by the building code supervisor told him, and also the building code representative told him what he had to do. With that, he did not, and I say that because they'll be here to tell you that, he did not take that in consideration. He kept on going. He was told by Susan Isaacs, who works for me, that he wasn't able to do this, to stop the doing what he's doing. And he would still get into an argument and tell them that, you know, that this was non-conforming and also building code. So it kept on going and kept on going until finally building code turned around and said, okay, I think he went to them three or four times. They can verify that. And, of course, it had been in my office four or five times, which I told Susan to follow through with, Susan Isaac, who was the inspector. Then we get, now, tonight, I'm looking at another survey. Now, this is only a year, and it's the same survey that's supposed to be here tonight for you to rule on, and it's an entirely different survey, entirely different numbers. And like I'm saying, it's just been a headache for building code and the zoning department. And Mr. Kelly works for the county, for crying out loud. And these people are trying in their best to help him. But no, he had to dig in his heels a little bit with us. And I'm a little irritated at it because it upset a lot of departments. And I want you to know that tonight. It hasn't been an easy task.
Thank you. Okay.
Sure, it's pretty good. Have your own copies.
Mr. Kelly, why'd you continue?
I'd like to just go over some of the pictures.
I asked you why you continued.
Go ahead. Well, okay. Excuse me. I thought you said why don't you continue. Sorry.
No, why did you
continue? Why did I continue work?
Yes.
Initially, when I started the second story, Mrs. Isaacs came out and visited the site and told me that everything I was doing was fine. She responded to me 2 weeks later and told me I would need a variance for the second story. And I expressed to her some concern, and she told me that she could grant me a temporary C of O, certificate of occupancy, and she did not think that it would be a problem. If I can explain my situation further, my wife and my son lived up in Wilmington at the time, and we were in the process of moving. I was under a lot of stress. I was trying to get my family into this house, and she gave me some comfort and made me feel like, okay, if I can, I'll be able to get this project done if I can continue. And it wasn't until the whole problem with the first story, and there was another outside problem. I don't know if you guys are aware or not, there was an article written in the paper because one of the neighbors down the street had called and said that there was some kind of favoritism going on inside the county. I met with Dave Baker almost weekly on this issue and just expressed to him I didn't understand what was going on. We had a meeting with Building Code. Building Code said that they had everything that I needed, or that they need it from me, and I told Dave in good faith I'm going to stop all work because for his own sake, this man was calling the county every day, so that's why I stopped work completely.
Well, obviously Building Code had all they needed from you because you told them the structure you wanted to build, and they'd issued a permit stating what the setbacks were.
That's right? Correct.
Okay.
Now, it was my fault that I didn't know that I should have went to planning and zoning initially to find out if I needed the variance or not. I want to make that known.
What department do you work for?
Engineering.
Okay.
How can you account for the difference in the surveys?
The first survey was done by a mortgage survey company.
Okay.
And when I met with Mr. Steve Spence, he mentioned to me after re-looking at a couple, we pulled our measuring tape out, and he said, you know what, this doesn't look right. I think you need to get a certified surveyor out here to do a more thorough survey. And that's when just this past week, I called Simpler, and they came out and they performed the survey for me.
Well, that was something else that you put in that Building Code didn't know about then, right? You've presented this tonight.
Building Code did not know about that, but I did actually stop by and talk to Mrs. Isaacs about that today. And
did you when they told you that you were non-conforming, what did you do then? Did you continue on building?
When they told me, I don't understand the question.
You were non-conforming when you drove the pilings.
When they told me I was non-conforming?
Right, that the wall came down and you said, well, the wall was up, but it fell down. The
wall was up initially.
And it fell down.
And it fell down.
Okay, and they told you, no, our decision is non-conforming. Is that correct?
No.
It wasn't non-conforming, right?
Not after the wall fell down. They told me for it to remain.
You had to go with, in other words, you had to get the regular setbacks then, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and you kept on building.
No, I stopped work pretty much after the main.
Pretty much?
The wall, I stopped work after that wall fell down. I was continuing work for the second story only, and after the problem with the first floor and that wall fell down, I stopped work.
Okay. Mr. Kelly, when you...
You got a framing, and the wall fell down during framing?
Yes, that's when the wall fell down.
When you were first advised that you would need a variance, and you continued to build, even though Mrs. Isaacs, I believe, said that told you you could get a temporary CO, you understood that the variance might not be approved.
Yes,
is that
sir.
Correct? Okay.
Yes.
Who is your builder?
Anyway?
Who is your builder?
JBR Contracting.
Well, from where? Where is he from?
Rehoboth, Delaware.
Rehoboth?
And he continued on your approval?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So why don't you replace the wall back up again?
Because, I should say again, I was in between a move. I wasn't on the job site every day. There was a week, 2 weeks, I wasn't even around. And I was informed through the builder that the wall had fallen down. And that's where there was some confusion between building code and planning and zoning. And I came back to Susan and I said, I just found out the wall came down.
Did you go up to the contractor for the wall to be replaced? Or it could have been replaced and been put back up? I mean,
basically what happened, he told me that when the wall fell down, the subcontractor that he was using for framing basically just threw the wall and after the wall fell down, they threw the wall in the dumpster.
Which wall are we talking about here? We've got old and new, I see.
Old cottage new, yes.
It's on the back side of that house.
Okay. So you were going to keep one wall on the back side of the house?
That's correct.
Everything else was being removed and replaced?
That's correct.
All the way down to the foundation?
That's correct. There was no foundation under the previous house.
Did you speak to Mr. Van Millian?
Yes, sir.
Did he come out to talk to you? After you talked to the building code inspectors, then he came out to look at it and to verify that wasn't non-conforming, right?
That's correct.
And from that point on?
I stopped work.
Well, Susan has written, she's going after a PhD. She just made it because she wrote, my God, on and on and on. I've never seen anything like that.
I'm sure. She was getting repeated calls constantly with building code.
I think you still want to go over your pictures.
If I could briefly go over pictures. The first picture is the previous cottage when we bought the house. And it was non-conforming, so I was told that it was built somewhere between 1963 and 65.
Why did you start this project without a variance?
I wasn't aware I needed the variance, or I never would have started the project.
Nope. Okay.
That is my fault, and I'm not in any way denying that, but I was not aware that I needed the variance.
So you came in for a permit. The permit was issued after they had reviewed your plans.
Correct.
For remodel. Is that correct? The first one for remodel?
No, it was for a renovation.
So did you obtain the permit or your contractor?
I did.
So you applied for your permit. Nothing, I guess, was mentioned about how close the building was to the property line or anything?
I knew that the building, I knew that it was outside of the setbacks. I was aware of that.
Okay. You didn't question it?
I was told that if it stayed in the footprint and I went straight up, that I would not need a variance initially.
Who told you that?
Mrs. Isaacs.
Who?
Mrs. Isaacs, Susan Isaacs.
She told you what, again, one more time?
She came out to the job site and told, she looked at what we were doing and told me if I stayed within the same footprint that I would not need a variance. And this was assuming that the first floor was still non-conforming.
That's assuming that it wasn't non-conforming. You
she
didn't know
told
that
me
at that time.
Repeatedly a number of times that I had to keep that wall up. I want to make that clear.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Chairman, at this point, I think I'd like to hear testimony from Mrs. Isaacs.
Okay.
And the reason I say that now, rather than continue on with the hearing and waste a lot of time,
right.
I would make a motion that we leave the public hearing open and reschedule for a time when Mrs. Isaacs can be here and we can continue.
Okay.
Well, at that time, the opposition or anyone in favor can come in. I think they should hear hear that testimony as well.
The opposition that's here this evening, too, that will go.
Anybody that's here in favor or against, yes.
Okay.
Do you want us to complete our presentation before you do that, or it's entirely up to you? We'll be happy to leave our part unfinished for the moment.
Probably do your advantage to
wait.
Right.
All right. I just want to ask your permission before presuming.
Sure.
Anything.
I'm sure. I think that would probably be best.
I got one question. Did you say there's no foundation underneath that house at all? No block wall, no nothing?
There was no foundation under that CMU.
The block was there, but no
the
foundation
block was
underneath.
There. There's no foundation under that block.
No foundation underneath that block.
No.
The house is sitting on the foundation, though.
No
the house is sitting on the CMUs. The CMUs was sitting on the sand.
The original cottage now we're talking about.
This right here?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
And it's not block work there. That is block work underneath that house.
Yes.
But there was no foundation under, no footers underneath it.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're talking. When we say footers. No foundation, there was
you're
no
talking
footers.
About footers.
Oh, okay.
Footers, they're talking.
Okay.
There was definitely block work, but it went down
sorry.
The same.
Block, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's another question.
Okay. Any, do you have any questions then, Mr. Hudson? No, I'm going to call for opposition and we'll...
Yeah, not at this time.
Okay, no more than Mr. Mills, I'll call for the opposition.
Make a motion that we leave the public hearing open and ask Mrs. Isaacs to be present
okay.
when we reconvene the hearing.
We'll call for the opposition though first.
It's probably better to call it a recessing the hearing until or adjourning
recessing.
The hearing
okay.
until be re-advertised and another witness brought in.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion then?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman. At this time we're going to leave case number 9962 open. Or recess the case, as the counsel said, to have a Mrs. Isaacs to come and testify.
My only question will be, when would that hearing be? And I think there's one other person.
It's probably going to have to be rescheduled and also re-advertised. So
right.
I would venture to say that we're probably looking at November.
Should we just get in touch with the Planning and Zoning Office about
that'll
that?
Be.
They'll advise you. When
they'll advise you, too. We'll make sure that they do.
Well, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's when they're going to be put in.
Yeah, if you call them tomorrow, then they'll be able
it's
to help
fine.
You
it's, I don't...
The can't. The next meeting is the first Monday of November.
Right.
So, is there time to advertise?
That,
no.
I think
we're going to have to be after that.
That'd be November the 15th.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Okay. We'll get in touch with you in the morning to try to confirm the date. And I apologize. I never met this person, but I think she has something to do with our application.
I just wondered if we could support
me. Well, no, that's fine. Do you want me to make that known or not?
Yeah.
No, I mean, well, I'm sorry. I apologize. I believe that this lady and her husband are here, who I think were in support of this application, but may or may not be able to come the next time. And I guess they're asking whether or not their support could be made known before, because there's some chance they might not be able to come.
I'd like to just formally in writing acknowledge the fact that they were here and in support. That would be sufficient.
Would we
it's open.
Evidence?
It's open. Is that right, Mr. Burrell? We can take pros and cons.
The court will
okay.
take written comments
okay.
up until
fine.
The hearing itself.
And then present it.
Very good. We'll explore that option with them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion. Aye. So. Nay. Okay, that's 3-1. Okay. And you'll get that when you can.
Yeah.
Okay. You see my picture. Oh.
That's
right.
Upstairs
to go ahead.
Yes.
Then we hear it, you know, as soon as we come.
I'm going to hang it. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to remember to put it in the next time.
John did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next case, please.